Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, rents are continuing to rise in Dublin and around the country, and lack of supply is also making the chance of renting a house a more difficult task. All this week on Drive Time, our reporters are investigating the rental market across the country, and Una Kelly has been in Donegal. Una, what's the situation like there at the moment?
Well, Sarah, a leading estate agent in Donegal described the situation to me as acute, with various factors creating the perfect storm for finding and affording a home to rent. People I spoke to across the county who are currently looking for somewhere to rent describe the situation as bleak, hopeless and very worrying. If you go onto the property website DAF today, you'd find 55 places listed as available to rent in Donegal. But then if you were looking for a short-term holiday rental and went to the Airbnb website today, you'd find 562 listings available. So there's tight supply and rising rents as well. The average rent in Donegal is now €1,122. That's an increase of more than 20% on the same period last year. Now, one of the people I was speaking to is Lisa. She's a mother of two toddlers. Both have disabilities, so she cares for them full time and can't work at the moment. She's renting a house, but says she's received an eviction notice. She's looking for somewhere in the private rental market in the Letterkenny area. And she says she's also on Donegal County Council's waiting list for social housing at the same time. She told me she's now very stressed and worried.
I'm going to be homeless because I can't find anywhere that I can afford.
What's your plan?
I'm going to come to my local council's office and I'll be sitting here and waiting to see where they put me, where I can go. I'll still be looking, like obviously I'll still be looking to see, but with prices at 1,200, 1,400, I can't afford that. I'm a single mum. I can't afford that, you know, and I would get a job. But I am my children's full-time carers because of their disabilities. I have to be at home with them. It's not for lack of trying. Definitely not for lack of trying, me looking. But a lot of places don't accept HAP. They won't, even though it's illegal not to accept it, they won't accept it.
So at the same time as trying to find somewhere to rent privately, you're also on the waiting list for social housing with the council, is that right?
Yeah, so I've been on that list now probably a year and a couple of months. But they've been very helpful as well, to be fair. I don't feel like it's their fault. It's just the stock. I'm very under pressure. I'm very stressed. I'm worried for my children because if it was just me, it would be fine. If it was just me, I can live in my car. It'll be fine. But not when I have two very small children. Even taking them to a hostel is a very scary thought, or even a B&B. It's just a very scary thought, you know. I feel very hopeless. I don't know what I'm going to do.
That was Lisa there describing her situation, and anyone I talk to who's looking for a place to rent in Donegal at the moment is finding it difficult, it seems. Another person is Anita. She came to Letterkenny from Poland 17 years ago. She says at that time she had her pick of places to rent and could even negotiate the price. She has also now received an eviction notice from the house that she's renting, and while she's hoping that she could still get mortgage approval and buy the house she's renting, that's still uncertain, so she's on the lookout for a home to rent to.
It's difficult. The day we received the eviction letter, it was 15 houses in whole Donegal to rent, and our wages here in Donegal, they are not enough to rent something at the moment, something new, because the prices are huge, and I cannot imagine myself pay 1,300 or more for house. I cannot afford that.
How has it left you feeling at this point?
It's a very stressful situation because the first reaction, we was crying. You know, it was shocked.
Do you know what you might do if you can't find another place to rent?
I don't know. I cannot imagine me and my daughter, we back to Poland at the moment, because my daughter even doesn't know how life looks in Poland. It's okay, but our life, it was here. We have nothing in Poland. All our life is here.
And that's something you're thinking at the moment, that it's a possibility that you might have to go back to Poland?
If I will need, I will do that, because I don't want to live under the bridge or some temporary accommodation. I really don't know. My house is here, my home is here.
So Una, what are the factors then that are causing this really limited supply at the moment?
Sarah, the limited supply is a common story across the country, but there are some issues that are more particular to Donegal. Gerry Grennan from Premier Properties in Letterkenny has been an estate agent since the 1980s. He says the situation has become much more acute since COVID. He says that some of that is due to the rise of remote working, meaning more people have relocated to Donegal, but there's a confluence of other factors that have created such a shortage, as Gerry explains.
There's things like the mica issue, where people are having to leave their homes that are being demolished and they're looking for property. So that's brought a whole new cohort of people into the market. We have people from Ukraine who are looking into the private rented market. And there's also, you know, lots of people wanting to come here anyway. So the other issue, of course, is that social housing, we don't have anything like the amount of social housing that we need. We find that, you know, the Airbnb market, for instance, has taken a lot of property away. Traditionally, Donegal is holiday rental anyway. But, you know, back in, say, the 2000s, in the boom time, a lot of property was built that time for rent. And, you know, all of that property is now occupied. And, you know, we just need more property. It's as simple as that. So supply is the problem. The market for long-term rental, it's, you know, we just don't have the supply. From our own point of view as an agency, I'll give an example. Say back in 2007-08, at any given time, we could have had 30 or 40 properties, a mixture of properties available on any given week. At the moment, we might have one or two at a time, and they're coming up in ones and twos. And as soon as we put something up for rent, we put it on the website, and within a few days, we'd have 30, 40, 50 emails from people that are looking for that one property. And that's how acute the whole thing has become. It's like a perfect storm of demand, and supply is definitely not able to keep up with that, for sure.
Well, clearly it's not, from what he's outlining there. Now, Gerry Grennan mentioned as well the mica issue in Donegal. Can you just tell us how that feeds into the housing issue?
Yes, so there are thousands of houses in Donegal and hundreds in other counties as well that have been built with defective concrete blocks containing damaging levels of minerals like mica. This means that people's homes are in some cases literally crumbling and falling down around them. There's now a government grant scheme that aims to help fund some of the cost of repairing or rebuilding. So if a house is due to be demolished, under the scheme, people can avail of up to €15,000 to find alternative accommodation while their house is being rebuilt. But where is there to rent? Gareth McDonald from Remelton is hoping to start a rebuild in the spring, so he's looking for a place for his family to live, and he says it's very difficult.
We've contacted letting agents. We've kept an eye on the likes of Daft, social media for places that are available. And there's just not really too many places available. We contacted one particular letting agent, I think in Letterkenny, and he said his next property that will become available for lease will be in October of 24. That's how little supply there is. So yeah, it is. It's tough because you're trying to keep a positive outlook for the sake of your children. It's taken quite a toll on myself and my wife, and it's just, people just don't understand how hard it is. And it is hard. It's a tough time for everybody.
So it's difficult to find a place to let if you're doing the rebuild. What are you going to do?
Well, like I said, we're still looking. We're looking every day. Most nights we'll sit here on the couch. You'll take out the iPad and you'll look and you'll try and find something. There isn't anything. My wife's parents live in Inishowen. They have a camper van, and they said, "Yucky, you can have the camper van, and if the worst comes to the worst, then fair enough, we'll take that, because we don't have any room here to even buy a mobile home and, you know, put it on the grounds anywhere." There's a serious issue coming, because there's definitely not enough supply. We just don't know what to do.
That was Gareth McDonald there from Remelton, one of the hundreds of families across the county who are expected to be looking for accommodation during rebuilds over the next couple of years, heaping even more demand onto the rental market, and supply isn't keeping up. Gerry Grennan, the estate agent we just heard from, had mentioned the issue of short-term holiday lets as well. Now, I'd mentioned at the start today that if you looked at Daft, the property website today, you'd find 55 places to rent in Donegal, but if you're looking for a short-term holiday let, and go to the Airbnb website, you'll find 562 listings available today. Now, it is, of course, a popular area for holidays, particularly in the west of the county in Gaeltacht areas, where your daily view could be Mount Errigal sweeping down into the Atlantic. James Diver is from that area. He was raised in Durabhyuga in the Gaeltacht in West Donegal. He was working in New York for several years, but then came home in 2020. He wanted to raise his family in an Irish language area, but he found that there was nowhere to live.
I didn't realise the difficulty I would have in getting a house because everything was rented out to Airbnb, holiday homes, or they wouldn't take rent supplement. So we decided then that we would buy a mobile for a temporary fix. We were in the mobile 3 years then, between looking for places as well, and then we finally got the place then.
3 years in a mobile home, even in winter here?
Yeah, it was long, it was warm and all that carry on, but it's just whenever it would rain or high wind or anything like that there, it would disturb your sleep.
And when you were growing up here and before you left for New York as well, what would things have been like then?
There was houses lying empty all over the place. Like, there was no, even the rent was half of what we're paying now, do you know what I mean? It's gone through the roof, the rent, and it's hard to kind of survive on the wages that's here at the minute. Back before I went to America, like, you would have found a house easily enough, do you know what I mean, by word of mouth and that there. But I didn't realise how much it had snowballed from Airbnbs and that there in the 4 to 5 years I was gone. Well, they would need to start clamping down on the Airbnbs because there's way too much in this area alone. Like, I even went for a house there and he's doing an Airbnb in it, and he, what do you call it, asked me what I was paying in rent a month, and I told him, and he says, sure, I can do that in a week with Airbnb.
And you're an Irish speaker as well. How important do you think it is that people who are Irish speakers can find somewhere to live in the Gaeltacht if they want to?
Well, it's very important because if it keeps going the way it's going, the Irish language is going to die out.
And that's James Diver from Durabhyuga in Donegal, finishing that report from Una Kelly. Stay with us. Up next, we're going to be finding out what everyone's doing at Davos.